T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Good morning. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Thinking about yesterday's solar eclipse, it was really something to watch yesterday, wasn't it? And the word that I kept hearing from people last night was inspirational. And so I thought I'd go the route of inspirational this morning for today's morning motivation. For a few minutes, it was dark. But then there was light. And today's morning motivation, there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it. Let's be the light. It's the Q Morning Show. Good morning.
Q104.
This time.
1, 2, 3.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill Ryan, it's the Q Morning Show. One thing that I'm grateful for yesterday after watching the solar eclipse, I was kind of worried about how long it would take me to get home yesterday afternoon because I was downtown until about 4 p.m. By the way, yesterday was a total vibe downtown with people getting ready for the eclipse, walking around downtown, and then the Guardians home opener was yesterday afternoon, so there were Guardians fans everywhere. In between shows yesterday, after the morning show, in between the solar eclipse, I was just walking around downtown. I ended up at Public Square, and I noticed there was all of this expensive camera equipment, and that's where people had gone to set up. I guess they had apps to tell them exactly where the sun was going to be in the sky, so they could get that perfect shot of the total solar eclipse yesterday. I walked past Progressive Field. It was so much fun to be downtown yesterday. And then back on the air at 2, we wrapped about 4 p.m. yesterday, and I was worried about traffic. I was worried about getting home. You know, for a month, we heard about there's going to be 200,000 extra people in town just for the eclipse and for the Final Four and for the Guardians home opener. So it was going to be very, very busy downtown. But I got lucky. I guess I got lucky. I don't know if it was the time of day or what, but I was able to zip out of downtown and get home in about 10 minutes yesterday afternoon. So that was good. Hopefully you had an enjoyable day yesterday. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. I am taking the 30-day song challenge in the month of April on the Q Morning Show. It's one of those social media challenges that I grabbed to use on the show this month. And today, day number 9, today's challenge, choose a song that makes you happy. And honestly, there's so many songs that fit into this category for me, so I ended up choosing an artist where it seems like all of his songs make me happy. All songs from Flo Rida put me in a good mood. But this one makes me happiest for some reason. Club Can't Handle Me Right Now. Flo Rida, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bill Ryan. This is what I was thinking about last night. I was on my couch watching the Guardians game after a very long day, but fun day yesterday. And it was seconds after they won. Emmanuel Clase struck out the last batter for the White Sox. The crowd goes wild. And I was just like, stop. Let's just stop for a second and enjoy this. Think about what just happened in this city the past few days and how magnificent it was. We hosted the women's Final Four, which was more popular this year than the men's tournament, with Caitlin Clark from Iowa in town. We had the solar eclipse yesterday. It did not disappoint. I didn't hear from one person who didn't have a positive reaction after watching that yesterday. And then the Guardians home opener last night. All of these tourists in town for all of these different reasons over the weekend, and the city looked incredible. We represented well. It filled me up with so much pride that this is my city. This is where I live. This is my home. This is where I get to work. And when I lived away from here for about two decades, this is the reason that I still wore Cleveland everything, no matter where I went, to try and capture that feeling last night that I felt on my couch watching the Guardians win and the crowd cheering and thinking about how wonderful the last few days have been. Anyway, not that they need me to thank them, but thanks to Destination Cleveland for an amazing weekend. Thanks to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the Guardians, the moon, the sun. We could not have done it without them. Group therapy is on the way this morning. Her husband has come to her. This is Monique we're talking about. We're going to talk to Monique. Her husband has come to her and presented her with a bit of a dilemma. And she wants group therapy next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Ready for some group therapy this morning. Monique is on the line. Monique is listening to us in Fairview Park. Monique, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we hear about your issue and what you've come to us for this morning for group therapy, I would be remiss if I don't ask you, did you enjoy the eclipse yesterday? Was it everything that you hoped it would be?
That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I did not expect it to be so cool and the sky to look the way it did. Like, it was dark and weird. I loved it.
Okay. All right. So an excellent review from Monique, but she also has problems and we are here to listen. Yeah. Monique, what is going on with you? Why did you come to us for group therapy?
Well, I found out that my husband wants to move next door to his parents.
Okay. And this is not a good idea in your opinion?
Oh, no. It's honestly, it's a terrible idea.
What is the story? How did this come to be that I'm assuming that he wants to take you with him to move next door to his parents?
Yes, he wants to continue living with me.
How did this happen?
Well, we live in Fairview Park and his parents are in Berea. And a few years ago, my husband bought the house next door to them. Mm-hmm. At the time, I said yes, because it was a pretty good deal, like financially. And for him, it was a big plan where him and his dad would fix it up and then just resell it,
okay.
Which was fine. That was fine. And it's now at the point where it's almost completely done, finally. It's been a while. But the other day, he came to me and he's like, listen, the house is almost done. Why don't we move into it? So he has like this whole plan that we move in now. And
so the original plan was to flip the house, but
yes.
now he wants to move in right next door to his parents.
Yes, exactly.
Why does he want to do that?
Well, I think he just spent so much time and put so much like heart into fixing that house. He's just so attached to it. I think that could be it. But also we have a 3-year-old and we also have another on the way. So I think that's factoring in. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's thinking ahead.
Yes. He's basically trying to sell me on this like, oh, next door babysitters and how his parents are going to like help us out so much and how they want to see more of their grandchildren and all these yada, yada, yada. Okay.
Yeah. But too close for you.
Too close. And don't get me wrong. It's not like I dislike his parents. I don't. But if I had to use like one word to describe his mother, I would say controlling for sure. And my husband just does not see that.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. And this is the house question, right? So let's take your in-laws out of the equation. Okay. They don't live there in Berea. Would you want to move from the house that you live in now in Fairview Park to this house in Berea?
You know, no question, it's a bigger house. It would be an upgrade, but to me, it's just, it's not an upgrade if his parents are living next door. Like, I would rather sell our house in Fairview and the house in Berea and just find a house somewhere else. And just like, it's so much anxiety. I'm feeling so much anxiety right now. Like, I can't imagine living next door to them.
So you're wondering how to handle this with your husband.
Yes. I just want to know, like, what do I do?
216-474-0104. Group therapy for Monique, next on the Q Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104 therapy for Monique, who lives in Fairview Park right now, but has an opportunity to move to Berea because it's this bigger house. It's a better house. The last few years, her husband has been fixing it up, and I guess it's beautiful. It is ready to be moved into. However, the house is next door to her husband's parents. And she is not sure if she wants to live directly next door to her husband's parents. 216-474-0104. Samantha is in Cleveland. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you said what do you do for a profession?
I actually am a therapist. I have a small private practice, and I work in community mental health.
This is perfect because we're doing group therapy. Why should Monique listen to anything that I say? I haven't given her any advice. She shouldn't listen to it. She should listen to you. What do you have to say,
Samantha?
Well,
I don't give advice either. I'm not going to give her advice either. I'm so sorry.
All right.
That's not what I do as a therapist.
Stand by, Monique. We may not be able to help you at all. What did you want to say, Samantha?
I just want to say, Monique, I think you have so much insight, and I think you just need to say what you said, like that you're having a lot of anxiety. It sounds like you've really already pro'd and con this. And I would listen to your gut. I think it could cause some marital issues in the future that you're trying to avoid.
Okay. So if I was Monique and you had said that to me, I'm thinking moving in next to the in-laws is not a good idea, Samantha.
She herself said she's filled with so much anxiety. Emotions are not good or bad. They're just trying to tell us something. And so I think her emotions are saying, this is not a good idea.
On the flip side of the coin, I live 9 houses down from my mom, and it works great for me. Anytime that I want to get rid of the kids, just go down to grandma's.
Okay. But so your partner or wife or whoever is not here to tell us what they think about that. If they're okay with it. Right. And that's 9 houses, which is some space. I think the variable that I'm thinking about is she's clearly anxious about this.
Right.
And, you know, how she described her mother-in-law is perhaps different than your wife would describe maybe your mother. I don't know.
Can we
get her on the phone? Let's conference her in and see what she says.
My wife?
Yeah.
You want to bring in my wife to see how she feels about living so close to my mother?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We're out of time, Samantha.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye for now.
The Q Morning Show.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's find out who's playing today. First up, we go to Menor and talk to Brooke, a graduate of Perry High School. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
Where did you end up watching the eclipse yesterday?
at work. I had to work.
So you just stepped outside to look up into the skies?
Yeah, we were on like a hill, so it was kind of nice.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was pretty fun, actually.
Let's meet your challenger this morning. It's Nikki in Lakewood, a graduate of St. Joe's in Cleveland. Nikki, what about you? Did you enjoy the eclipse yesterday?
Good morning. Yes, I was in the backyard enjoying.
Yeah, and nobody has a bad thing to say about the eclipse. We all enjoyed it yesterday.
No, it was awesome.
All right, Glass Animals tickets on the line in this best of five trivia challenge. Your name is your buzzer. Ladies, are you ready to go?
Ready.
Here is question number one. In what year is the next total solar eclipse in the United States?
Nikki. 2044.
It's absolutely correct. Nikki's up 1-0. Question number two. Today is Kristen Stewart's birthday. What is the name of her character in the Twilight movies?
Brooke, Nikki.
Brooke.
Bella Edwards. Yeah.
You got it. We are tied up at one. Question number three. The series Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO aired its series finale on Sunday night. What is the name of the star and creator of Curb?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
No one is a fan? That's Larry David. Looking for Larry David on that one. No one gets a point after question number three. We go to question number four. Who is the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Brooke. Nikki.
Brooke.
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart is correct. All right. So with question number five coming up, Brooke, you have 2 points. Nikki, mm-hmm. you have to get this one just to tie to keep the game going. All right?
Okay.
Question number five. The name of the artist who had the hit song Call Me Maybe back
Nikki.
In... Nikki.
Brooke. Carly Rae Jepsen
is correct. We are tied after five questions. Here comes the tiebreaker question. Whoever gets this wins Battle of the Burbs. What is the hardest natural substance found on Earth?
Brooke. Diamond.
The diamond is correct. Brooke wins. All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. Woo! Brooke, way to go.
Yay.
You are going to Glass Animals in August at Blossom Music Center. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. I found this survey, and I love the information that's in this survey. And to give credit to who conducted this survey. And yes, it does make me laugh a little. It was the Johnsonville Company. Yes, the company that makes bratwurst. Apparently, they have people on staff who poll the country on hot topics. And I like what they came up with here. Their results. Americans are tired of all the anger in this country. And 89% want less negativity in the news and social media. It finds that 84% of respondents agree that elections don't bring out our best behavior. And while 60% say having fun with people has gotten harder recently, 91% feel they don't have to agree with someone on every issue to enjoy a meal together. Perhaps a meal consisting of Johnsonville brats? But it's totally true. I mean, we are a divided country. We don't really agree on much anymore. But one thing, apparently, that we can all get behind is a solar eclipse. Do you know anyone who didn't enjoy the solar eclipse yesterday? I mean, finally, it's something that we can all agree on. We all love the eclipse. We should do one every year, maybe quarterly. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. The next total solar eclipse won't be until August 23rd, 2044. And the only states in totality will be Montana and the Dakotas. So we'll have to go there, but we can go there together.
Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Thank you for choosing us this morning. A new study says that enjoying a bottle of wine with your partner may boost your longevity. As far as the relationship goes, researchers from the University of Michigan tested the drinking partnership theory, where couples with similar alcohol use tend to fight less and have longer marriages. They were surprised to find that couples who both drink live longer. But the study also, the authors of the study also are noting that while drinking wine together may be good for a marriage, it's not necessarily good for health. They always have to add in that last caveat. But I will counter, a bad marriage can also lead to bad health as well. Regardless, I am happy to embrace this research and do my part in the interest of science. I might get a box of wine just to be on the safe side.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.